Stefanik to tout Trump's peace through strength agenda in confirmation hearing for UN ambassador. By Wendell Hasebo on January 20, 2025. UN ambassador nominee Elise Stefanik will sit for her Senate confirmation hearing on Tuesday and make the case for President Donald Trump's America First peace through strength agenda, Breitbart News learned. Stefanik rose to prominence in the House in 2021 after replacing Liz Cheney as Republican conference chair. She then played a pivotal part in the Republican effort to retake control of the House during the 2022 midterms. Earlier this year, the New York Congresswoman was the leading Republican focused on rooting out anti-Semitism on college campuses. Stefanik will now turn her energy to serving Trump in his administration as UN ambassador. She accepted Trump's nomination for the position on November 11, one of the first nominations Trump delivered after winning a landslide victory. Stefanik plans to say in her opening remarks to the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee at 10 a.m. If confirmed, I will work to ensure that our mission to the United Nations serves the interests of the American people and represents President Trump's America First peace through strength foreign policy. As the world faces crisis after crisis, with hostages including Americans still held in Hamas captivity, to national security challenges ranging from China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, it has never been more critical for the United States to lead with strength and moral clarity. This is especially important regarding our most precious ally Israel, who faced the bloodiest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust on October 7, 2023. As a member of Congress, I also understand deeply that we must be good stewards of U.S. taxpayer dollars. The U.S. is the largest contributor to the UN by far. Our tax dollars should not be complicit in propping up entities that are counter to American interests, anti-Semitic, or engaging in fraud, corruption, or terrorism. We must invest in programs that strengthen our national security and deliver results. To increase the efficacy of UN programs, we must drive reform. If confirmed, I will be the first UN ambassador in over two decades to come directly from Congress, and I have a deep respect and understanding of the oversight and appropriations role of the legislative branch. I look forward to using my strong House and Senate relationships to deliver much-needed reforms. Stefanik previously previewed her agenda at the Middle East Truth's annual dinner if confirmed. Stefanik cited examples of the UN's misdeeds, including UN Women deleting a post condemning Hamas's October 7 attack, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which reportedly contained Hamas staff, and the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs pushing data from Ministry of Health. The health agency is heavily influenced by Hamas. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.